أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وما بينهما في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش ما لكم من دونه من ولي ولا شفيع أفلا تتذكرون. يدبر الأمر من السماء إلى الأرض ثم يعرج إليه في يوم كان مقداره ألف سنة مما تعدون. صدق الله العظيم. And as we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about this kitab, the Quran Kareem, that it is without doubt from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, who is the Rabb, the sustainer of the entire universe. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the allegation that the kuffar of Makkah would make with regards to the Quran, saying that it is the words of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and it is the fabrication of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Thereafter, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also spoke about one of the objectives of the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the first and primary objective was to warn the people of Makkah Mukarramah. In these two ayat and the ayat that follow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks and reminds us once again about the might and the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, Allahu alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-arda wa ma baynahuma fi sittati ayyam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being, Allah is that zat who created the skies and the earth and whatever lies in between in a period of 6 days. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the creation of practically everything that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created with regards to the earth, whatever is on the earth, the mountains on the earth, the rosy and the sustenance, the plants that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had placed on it, and then the seven skies that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fi sittati ayyam, in a period of 6 days. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His qudrat and His might and His power is such that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say kun, Allah would command be, anything comes into being. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He took these 6 days, and the ulama have explained that here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to show us a very, very important lesson, that despite the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has the qudrat, Allah has the power, Allah has the might, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have created everything with just the command of kun, and it could have been created. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not do that, because Allah wants to teach us also as human beings one very important lesson, that in whatever we do, there should be a process. A child that is born, that child in later years will require education, for example. So that child will go to preschool, and then 2 years in preschool, and then the child goes to grade one, and this entire process carries on. A child needs to learn the deen of Islam, he needs to learn the Quran Kareem. So first we will teach him alif ba, the huruf, the alphabets, and then slowly, bit by bit, join two letters together, and in that way the child will learn how to join three letters together, two words together, and in that way the child will learn how to recite the Quran Kareem. So everything is tadrijan, everything has a system, and that system will require that stage by stage a person progresses, and this is the message that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to give us here. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala positioned himself on the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now insofar as this part of the ayat is concerned, this is what the ulama have explained and described. It is from the mutashabihat of the Quran Kareem. That although we will know the meanings of the word, we will know what is the meaning of istawa, we will know the meaning of ala, we will know the meaning of the word al-arsh, insofar as its literal meanings are concerned. But what is the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving? It is a message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power and might is supreme, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power and might far exceeds the human mind, and it boggles the human mind, and we will never understand this power and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hence we will never ever understand the meaning of such portions of the ayat or full ayat or verses of the Quran Kareem. Like how we did not understand the meaning of the word Alif Lam Mim, similarly here we do not understand the meaning and the message that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is transmitting. So we will leave it to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, because Allah knows best its meaning. In other ayats of the Quran Kareem, in Surah Ali Imran, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ, those people who have crookedness in their hearts, in other words, deviation in their hearts, they have deviated, and one form of deviation is that they will pursue these words and these meanings and these ayats of the Quran Kareem, which man cannot understand, and in doing so, they deviate from the truth and the haqq, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala save us from such deviation. مَا لَكُم مِن دُونِهِ مِن وَلِيٍّ وَلَا شَفِيعٍ. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that there is no wali, there is no guardian besides Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and there is no intercessor besides Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. In other words, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala himself is our guardian. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sees to all our affairs. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sees to all our matters. When Allah created this earth, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala knew and had full knowledge of the needs of man, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had provided all the needs that man will require. Thereafter, the protection, the shelter that man requires, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sees to that also. Also here we will see the beauty of the Quran, that Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about what we can see. We can see this earth, we can perceive it, we will understand some of it, we can see the skies, and we can understand and realize it. And immediately Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also takes our mind towards the hereafter, the akhirat. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala reminds us that if we do not worship Allah Rabbul Izzat, if we do not bring iman in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, if we do not work in such a manner and produce those actions and deeds that are pleasing to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, then obviously on the day of Qiyamah, we will have absolutely no guardian, we will have absolutely no protection, we will have no shafi', no intercessor in the courts of Allah Rabbul Izzat. أَفَلَا تَتَذَكَّرُونَ. Then do you not take heed, do you not understand and accept these advices that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has produced for us? يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about another quality of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and that is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had planned. Everything that we see in this earth has been planned by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Every incident that takes place in this earth has been planned by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Your life and my life has been planned by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The number of raindrops that will fall on this earth, that is the plan of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The number of blades of grass that will shoot out from the earth, that is planned by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The number of leaves that are on the trees, that is all planned by Allah Rabbul Izzat. The number of leaves that will fall from the trees, that is also planned by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The wind, the speed of the wind, and everything else is planned by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, ثُمَّ يَعْرُجُ إِلَيْهِ. Then everything also returns to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Insofar as our actions are concerned, they are all lifted up to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah describes the day of Qiyamah, في يوم كان مقداره ألف سنة, on a day that its measure will be that of 1,000 years. Now here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about the extent of the day of Qiyamah, and other ayats of the Quran Kareem in Surah Ma'arij, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says 50,000 years, and ulama have explained that all of us have these experiences in life, that when man goes through some difficulty, time takes a long time to pass. A man comes to the customs and he has some problems, or in the immigration with his paperwork, and he knows that things are not right, so that time takes a very long time to pass, because he knows that he is in problems and in trouble. And the similar way Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala also describes that the day of Qiyamah is a horrendous day, it is a horrific day, because we all have to stand in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat, absolutely not a single bit of possessions. All relationships will be temporarily cut off. It will be only us and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will question us about our deeds. And often it is said that we do not have a single good deed to present in the courts of Allah. What happens if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins to question us about our ill deeds and our wrong deeds? So that would obviously exhaust us, and the time will seem as though 50,000 years pass, and hence even children will become old on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Mimma ta'udun, from that which you number, from that which you count. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in a very beautiful way, and we see this is the methodology of the Quran Kareem, that when Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about Qiyamah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about His creation, things that we see, things that we witness, things that we perceive, we have absolutely no doubt in it. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes us to the hereafter, and Allah reminds us of the day of Qiyamah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.